Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome, boys and girls, and men and women of all ages. This is your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's a new month. Yeah, this is kind of the hump month, right? Am I right? Yes, it's the 1st of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, here's going to tick off some iPhone users that upgrade, you know, about every 2 years, you know, when we have a new number to choose from. Seems Apple's saying, now we're going to start having major changes every 3 years now. Of course, we've all been hearing about the rumors of the iPhone 7 coming out later this year, that there's not going to be much change, and the big one's going to be coming in 2017. Yes, and of course, to this little leaked memo report, whatever the heck you want to call it, Apple seems to be, yes, confirming this, saying that, yes, you're going to be getting a major iPhone upgrade every 3 years now. I'm not really sure how I feel about this move, because you have so many people that are used to the, well, I got the new number cycle, or I'm on the S cycle. To me, this just kind of puts everybody in the, I guess I'm just going to wait every 3 years cycle now. Staying with Apple and iPhone news, something we did hear yesterday that will probably tickle a lot of our fancies, particularly if you're on a 16 gig phone. Boy, I feel your pain. Seems Apple will probably finally give in and go up to 32 gigabytes. Hallelujah. Honestly, one has to think to themselves, what's taking them so long? I mean, come on, like, give you 4K video capability and then say, well, you can record about a 30-second clip there on your phone now. Strange thing about this, you might remember this. You remember Phil Schiller? Yeah, the Apple executive. Remember he sat down and somewhat basically defended that, hey, 16 gigabytes on an iPhone, it's plenty. Since most user data can be easily retrieved in the cloud nowadays. We can't really record a 4K video to the cloud now, can we? Alright, it's Wednesday. It's hump day at Diver Hacker News. Your hump day hack is MySpace. Now, in a press statement, Time Incorporated, which, by the way, yeah, they're the ones that own MySpace now, said that just before the Memorial Day weekend, by the way, that's the bank holiday in the UK, for those wondering, technical teams were notified of someone trying to sell MySpace usernames, passwords, and email addresses. All of this that were registered before June of 2013, which is pretty much everybody, because I don't know anybody that's been there on MySpace since past June of 2013, do you? Now, of course, in the memo, Time Incorporated didn't say how many accounts were affected, but some roundabout figures are pointing to about 360 million records may have been stolen in the breach. Now, MySpace said they're already in the process of alerting those affected and is working with authorities to identify who may be responsible. See, it goes to show, nobody does use MySpace anymore. Not even the security personnel over there bothered dusting off the cobwebs off the servers anymore. Have you got yourself a nice big old Samsung TV in your living room? Well, get ready to watch some great old ads in 4K now. Yeah, that's right. If you own a Samsung Smart TV, you're about to get some big old nice big TV advertising in your living room now. Now, you might remember Samsung did add some tile ads in their menu bar in their premium TVs in the U.S. last June. Now it's looking to take the thing full screen. Why on earth would they do this? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the company's looking for new revenue streams to offset its slowing TV business. Maybe not the best move there, Samsung. There's a lot of other brands out there to choose from now that don't have advertising. Might want to think about that. And finally, this one will make you ponder. Is the app explosion dead? Well, according to Statista, the average apps used by a typical U.S. smartphone owner anyway have been stuck around that 27 mark for about 4 years now. Now, while more and more people are spending more time on their phones, they're spending more and more time just in those apps. So what would those apps be? Well, as you probably guessed it, Facebook, Instagram, a weather app. Yeah, a weather app. Didn't really indicate here. Probably a weather app of your choice. Facebook Messenger. Doesn't that kind of go hand in hand? Well, apparently not. It takes up screen real estate. You got to include it. And a few other ones. Twitter and stuff, it's a little farther down on the list. And these kind of things. Snapchat, all those. So basically what this boils down to, if you're in the process right now as an app developer making a new fart app, maybe not the best idea. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yes, that's the place you know and love. Get on over there, check out all the BTN shows right this very second. You can follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can join in with the BTN community over at our Slack room. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Thursday installment. And yes, you already know, it'll probably be late. But we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day like a happy rabbit. And thank you very much for listening.